In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. You are what you eat. A very ancient truth, recorded as far back as we have writings. Peoples in every nation around the world have recognized you are what you eat. And so as cultures, we are often very, very obsessed with food. And understandably, food is what gives us our very life. The food that you put into your body today becomes who you are physically in your very cells tomorrow. You are what you eat. You become what you eat. And so often as we dive into the Lenten season, people have fasting on their mind. A time of maybe giving up chocolate or sugar or sweets or soda and caffeine or whatever else. Number of things, people will give those things up for Lent because they want to take care of their bodies a little more faithfully, a little more carefully during the time. They recognize they are what they eat, and therefore they're going to be more careful about what they eat. The Bible also recognizes the truth of you are what you eat, but most profoundly as a spiritual truth. The whole Bible story started with eating. Adam and Eve in the garden that God had created decided to partake of some food. A spiritual food that would change the course of their lives, all of humanity, and the rest of the world forever. The biblical story starts with them eating of their own will. Adam decided that it would be good and pleasing to choose for themselves what is good and evil. They decided that they wanted to chase their dreams. They decided they wanted to plan out their own lives. They wanted to follow their hearts. And so the biblical story starts with a spiritual eating, of chasing one's dreams, of doing what you want, what feels good, what is pleasing and pleasurable to the eye, to the flesh, to the body. But this eating led to death. You are what you eat. As they ate of their own dreams and plans and desires and their own will, Adam and Eve perished spiritually. Their bodies hung on just fine for a while, but immediately their relationship to God, their relationship to each other, their relationship to the rest of the creation all around them was fractured, immediately dead. They chose a food that could not sustain them. At the end of the biblical story, we find Jesus teaching us to partake of a different kind of food. Jesus says that he has a bread to eat in John's gospel that isn't of the physical sort. And he says, "This bread is the will of my Father in heaven." Jesus is the one to break through where all of humanity had continued to wander in the way of following its dreams and plans and desires and will. Jesus breaks through and says, "Halt. There is another food. The food we are eating is destroying us. There is a spiritual food that you must partake to live. It is the will of God Himself. No longer live for yourself and who desire and dream and plan. Live for God. Die to yourself and find true life in God." But the people were confused. Well, how will we know what God's will is? And Jesus gave them a very clear and simple answer. feed on me. I am the spiritual food you should be eating. Give up, diet from your eating of your own will, dreams, plans, and desires, and start feeding on God's will by paying attention to me. Listen to my every word. Walk with me, stumble with me, struggle with me, wrestle with me. Feed on me, and you will finally have the food you're really looking for. Because you can fill your bellies with physical food and you will still die. And you can fill your spirits with the food of this world, chasing the dreams of your life and the endeavors of humanity, and you will fall in spiritual destruction and death. But if you feed on me, you will live. And even as your body decays and dies, I will raise you up. For your physical body does not live on physical food alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is true food. And our God is calling out to us, begging us to partake of the feast. God's life and love and mercy is all around us in abundance if we would only accept the invitation to his great banquet. Come and dine. Come and eat on Jesus. He is the only one that can save you from yourself and the craziness of our world. So as you go through your Lenten journey this year, I want you to keep this question in the front of your mind. What are you feeding on this Lent? And sure, think about the physical food. It does matter. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Think about that. What are you putting into your food? Into your mouth. What food? We even have a term in our culture called junk food, right? We know it's junk, but we still give it to ourselves. Why? But most importantly this Lent, ask yourself, what am I feeding on spiritually? Am I chasing after my own dreams, plans, desires, whatever feels good to just get me by, to make me cope with the stresses and craziness of life? Or am I spiritually feeding on the only thing that can give me true life? Jesus, his word, his example, his truth. And when you think about what you're feeding on this Lent, ask yourself, how often am I feeding on this spiritual food? How often do I sit in front of my TV and partake of that spiritual food? You are what you eat. You are what you consume with your eyes, your heart, your ears, your mouth. How often do you sit at the feet of Jesus in prayer, in study with others, in reading your scriptures, in worship and praise? Are you starving yourself spiritually? This Lent, let us press forward to grow in our spiritual diet, that we would focus on the one food that really matters, the life-giving food, the life that has come to the world that is for all men and women, for all creatures, Jesus. Feed on him. focus on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. It's the only thing that really matters. So don't lose your focus. You are what you eat. Feed on Jesus. Become Him this Lent. Amen.